Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Thanks, everyone, for joining us this morning. And we are very happy to be here today, Wednesday, and discussing birth dates. Actually, we're going to be continuing our theme of numerology today that was begun last week. So stay tuned for that. And we're going to be also taking calls. After our discussion, we see we have several callers in the queue. Thanks for joining us, callers. And just a few announcements, which are, of course, our social media sites, which we'd be delighted if you joined us on. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And you can also follow us on Blog Talk Radio by clicking the follow button under our profile named the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. 562-596-7818 is the phone number for conversation that the radio show cannot allow for. And I'm sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied today. I got to slow down. 914-338-0164 is our listener line for the day. And again, we do get to our calls after our discussion. So callers, please do keep your place in the queue because it helps me maintain the order and make sure I take calls in the order received. Okay, so we're talking today about birth dates more than face value. And this pertains to the numerous birth dates that apply to a wide array of different individuals and why birth dates are not uniform.
Yeah, well, you know, when you look at the actual face of a birth date.
The face of a birth date, you mean the linear code?
Yeah, the linear code of a birth date. It's rather misleading. Which
month, day, and year is the linear code.
I sort of relate it to the question of the boundaries of the earth. The two-dimensional surface of the earth is finite, yet it has no edge. So if you travel in a straight line with respect to the earth's curvature, you'll eventually return to the exact same spot you started from. Now, the idea is that the universe has the same principle. If you travel through the universe long enough, you're going to end up at the same place you started. Well, now let's look at the birth date. A birth date appears to be a linear flat line. We have a month and day and year, but actually it curves. It has a curvature because the birth date itself doesn't just drop off. It comes back to its origin again, birth and life.
Life and death.
Birth and life. And then death.
Death.
And rebirth.
Rebirth,
death, and the energy of coming back to where we were, dust to dust type of thing. So there's a circular energy in a birth date, and it's rather misleading that we look at it as just a flat line. But looking at a birth date as a flat line is like the same as looking at an earth as a flat space, when actually its curvature will eventually take it back to the spot. So it's actually a circular energy. Now, a birth date is circular, so what does that mean? That means that the day you're born, as opposed to the day you die, you're going to come back to your origin again. And that origin encompasses everything you've ever experienced in one lifetime. But that also means everything you've ever experienced in all lifetimes, because the circle never ends. It just keeps repeating itself. So there is this energy in a birth date that when I look at a birth date, I'm not just looking at a flat line. I'm looking at a curvature of energy. Now, with that in mind, not every birth date is the same, because there is an interceding factor in regards to any particular birth date, even though thousands and thousands and thousands of birth dates can appear on the same day, the same month, same year, and the same time. And that intervening factor is the energy of the person who owns
individual.
The birth date. The consciousness behind the birth date actually defines.
And we're talking about
the birth date itself.
Not only the individual in their incarnation that has that birth date attached to it, but we're talking about the soul's multiple lifetimes and journeys on and off the planet.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's kind of easy to understand, because, I mean, we're not all the same person. We are all human beings, but we're not all the same person. Now, in regard to a birth date, not every person will date every number in that birth
date. That's what I was about to say. So some people will stay on a purely physical level throughout a lifetime, and they're not going to activate any of the higher energies, even on a maybe psyche and mind level. I mean, they can stay in a very low, a low vibrational state throughout a lifetime and never even reach that
energy. I mean,
right.
Yeah. I mean, if we look at the numbers as a sequence of energies or events or obstacles, some may be caught somewhere in the linear progression of their birth date, as opposed to somebody may be progressing. So someone may be caught in a certain chakra system.
Right. And it's possible that an individual may only complete one. I mean, they may complete zero chakras in a lifetime, but say they're on a progressive movement forward, they can only, you know, maybe resolve the issues of the first chakra. And the subsequent lifetimes have to be addressed. And we're talking about the first chakra, like on a physical level rather than a
on a physical level,
a mind level, a soul level, a spirit level.
You know, if we look at it in a way, if we look at it, because not all things are explainable, if we look at it and we try to imagine a birthday as having imaginary vanishing points or points of at infinity, which is located at a sort of an infinite distance from the person themselves. In other words, you're not realistically in the space you inhabit. Your brain, your mind, your soul, your spirit is basically elsewhere. When we get into these more esoteric sequences of what time really means and the bending of time, are we really living in the moment? Some of us never get past a certain moment, and we say, you're living in the past. Or your head is in the clouds. You're living in a world that doesn't exist yet. So when we look subjectively and actually objectively at the concept of where the mind takes the body, we're not really in any specific location of time, even though physically we can define ourselves as being, I'm right here at this space, at this time, this month, this year, I'm here. The problem is the mind. The mind takes us away from the here and now. It takes us to vast universes. And that cosmic collective unconsciousness is part of the mechanism through which we either digress or progress. So when you look at a linear birth date, I mean, that's just such a surface quality of saying, well, a human being is a human being. They have an eyes, an ear, a nose, a mouth. And then you walk away. Where it gets complex is in the depth of the mind, which I think holds a lot of the electromagnetic energy, the cosmic energy of consciousness.
Right. What was it that
we get into a higher zone of energy? So, what we want to look at is in concept of the idea of infinity within the mind, which transcends the birth date itself, and sort of breaks through the boundaries of what normal or typical numerology suggests about a mere personality profile in regards to a number.
Right. So why not astrology for you?
Well, as astrology, I mean, you know, the lining up of the planets and the seven planets around the sun, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we're not just based upon our solar system. And I just don't limit the energy of who we are in the alignment of the planet according to our birth, because I find it very limited.
Right. And people would say the same thing about numbers. I mean, in fact, I remember, many, many years ago getting a printout, a numerological printout of my birth date, and, you know, forecasted certain challenges and periods in my life, but I thought it was very, very general. And of course it was like a computer generated thing. So, you know, it was obviously programmed to pull certain paragraphs depending on the aspects of the birth date, but numerology can be very limiting too, right?
Well,
by common definition,
yes,
of course.
It is very limiting. That's my point, is we cannot limit ourselves to just the factor of numbers. It goes beyond that. So we have to transcend through the absolute definition of numbers and get into something a lot more
and
difficult.
And so you're saying
on a continuum basis.
The absolute definition of numbers exceeding that, as opposed to the movements of the planets, there's more meat in numbers to delve into than in the planets.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. Because when we get into the idea of the planet, and we're looking at our solar system and basically the planet, seven planets revolving around the sun, but when we get into the idea of black holes and the general theory of relativity, and when we get into a point where the physical theories break down and we can no longer explain the concepts of time and space because it's beyond us, we can theorize about it, but we really haven't actualized it in any pure sense of the word yet. So we extend and we get into the idea of multi-universes and multiverses of hypotheses that tries to explain the universe and the concept of space and time. And it gets way beyond our typical normal way of thinking. But so I don't, you know, numbers is something we have to work with. And we have a sequence of numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4. They're actually just symbols. They're representing a measurement, an amount. But there's still, in some respects, they hold a certain concrete reality, but they also hold a certain abstraction of mind. So they become symbolic. They can become representations of what's real. And who do we know what's real? Because it's like the Russian dolls. You just keep pulling one out, another one out, another one out, another one out. So it's either the smaller we get, the more infinite the universe, the larger we get, the more expansive we get, the more infinite the universe. It doesn't matter which way we look at it, because in either way, we're still on this circular pattern of numbers evolving into numbers, becoming numbers over and over again, and defining what the symbolic implication is of a number is in and of itself immeasurable. There's no end to how we define the measurements of time and space. So if you get to a point where you go, well, then what's the point? Well, the point is we do have what's called physical breath. We've been able to take a piece out of the pie and analyze it. That's our life, this lifetime in general. So at least we have something we can work with instead of just taking the whole scope of the universe into one brain.
Right, so it's on a personal level. The numbers can be, applied.
Because it's a representation. Our life is a representation of the universe, of every lifetime we've ever held and every lifetime we've yet to encounter. So,
right, and so the birth date is a code that, I mean, on one level, shows us the potential we have to reach on a physical level, on a mental level, on a spiritual level, on a soul level. And people will either fully take advantage of that code and their potential, or they're going to be more limited depending on how they understand it. And the understanding of the birthday code is a tool.
It is, yes.
For those who understand it. So that's, you know, why we're putting this information out.
We're putting this information out because we want to get beyond the concept of the normal parameters of what numerology should suggest, but at the same time, bring
right,
it down
beyond
to
personality
a level
where
we can still communicate and make the numbers practical for the purpose of just our immediate existence.
Right. Neil, let's take some callers and we can continue this on Friday if you like. 505 is our first, and we do take callers on the order received, so please do keep your place in the queue. Hi there.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. Who's this?
My name? Patricia.
Oh, hi, Patricia.
Hi.
She's a 27-9. What's your birth date again, though? I don't remember it.
It's 1-24-63.
Excuse me. 4.7, 17, 26.8. I think I've made that error before. That's why I'm not remembering it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my question is, well, finally the house next to me sold, and a new some new people are moving in. I'm not quite sure if it's his wife or not, but definitely a man is moving in there.
Okay.
And I just wanted to find out if you pick up any vibration of if things are going to go well with our relationship.
The relationship with the new occupant of the home?
Yeah, the next door neighbor. Yeah.
And he owns it. He's a homeowner. Okay.
He's a homeowner, and we're going to share a well.
You're going to share a well. Well, you know, when you get into the concept, Patricia, of neighbors, you're getting into the concept deeply of tribal energy. Now, that may not be concerning to you, but still, a lot of our neighbors are past like tribal members that we've experienced in our tribal zone. So is this a tribal member that you've encountered? Is it somebody that you've known? Is it a old family member or at least a tribal participant of the, of an organized society that you once experienced? Well, that may be. I am hearing, not literally, but symbolically, I'm hearing a dog barking in the background. Now, does this new occupant have any animals?
She mentioned that she has a couple of dogs, but
Well, you know, I'm picking up, she mentioned she had a couple of dogs. Now, I'm picking up dogs in the background, and I was relating to the fact that I thought this person would have dogs. I believe that those dogs that I'm hearing account to an old past life echo too. Now it's manifesting in this lifetime. She has a few dogs, a couple of dogs. You know, dogs are very important to the tribal zone too, because as we domesticated the wild dog, they became part of the fixture of the tribe. And for the most part, they didn't disrupt the tribe. Dogs were not considered a disruptive element. In fact, they were more or less protective of the tribal energy. But I have a feeling, and I don't want to put a wet rag over your face or anything, but there might be a little bit of trouble you have with this neighbor. I don't think, if 10 is the worst trouble and 0 is no trouble at all, it might rise to a 3 or 4. 3.4, 3, somewhere between 3 and 4, meaning that there might be some mild adjustments that the two of you are going to have to go through as she settles in and assimilates herself to your sense of residency and property. How long have you lived where you're living?
I've been here, it's going to be 12 years.
Yeah. So, you know, you've been there over a cycle of your master number 8. By 4. And so you almost have that concept in your day, because your day, you're born on the 24th. Well, 2 times 4 is 8. And then if you look, revisit the day itself, and you have a 4, 8 and 4 is 12. So you're actually encountering a human being from a past life. I think this woman is from a past life. I think in the past life, she was a male. It was a man. And I think that you're having some concern about the common well on the property. I think, you know, we have water problems is a major problem between human beings. Water rights, water problems, where the water is located, how it's irrigated, where it's distributed. I mean, the fights and the murders and the controversy that has occurred over the rights of water, when you just look at water, is immense. So you can look at it on a huge level. You can look at it on a very individual level. I don't think you're going to have too much problem, but I think there's going to be some underlying tension. So I don't want to fool you into saying that it's one big happy marriage between the two of you, but I don't want to confuse you into thinking that it's going to turn into nothing but chaos. I don't think it's going to be either one. I think there'll be a little tension and something you're going to have to work out, and it will take a sort of diplomacy between the two of you, a sort of governmental agreement, if you will, and that will keep the peace at hand. So it will take a little bit of measured effort to keep the peace. But that should cure it once it's established.
Yeah, I clairvoyantly, for some reason, the man, he came into my mind one day, and I saw his face in front of me clairvoyantly. It was weird. And he smiled at me. It was a clairvoyant situation.
Yeah. So. Yeah, well, that's the past life. So basically, smiles can be deceptive, or they can be very real and open-minded. In this case, I think it's starting off on a level of peace. As we know, smiles can be very suggestive of evil or some kind of conniving energy. But I think in this respect, we're going to look at the smile as being something more commonplace to a familiar friend than a foe.
Yeah.
And we'll just look at it that way, Patricia, and keep us posted.
Okay, Patricia. And Patricia,
thank you.
Are you on Facebook?
Not really.
Well, we always ask our callers, because if you are someone who frequents the show regularly, which, we've been a longtime caller, we do ask that you follow us on our account and also like Neil Baker Psychic on both of those pages. So we encourage you to do that if you do have an account.
Thank you. I'll consider that if I do get on.
Okay.
I know I have an account somewhere, but I just
don't. You probably
don't
use it often.
No. But thank you for letting me know.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.
Okay. Private caller.
Hi there.
Hello. Who's this?
How are you? It's Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi. Is that Michelle with one L or two?
Two.
Two. And what's your birth date?
It's 12/29/74.
74. Okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Canada. All right, Michelle, welcome.
Thank you.
What is your question?
I'm just curious what's coming for career.
Okay, career. Have you calculated her birth date? I have not. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 24.
Well, career. What's coming for career?
Let me go back
to about 6 years ago when you were 35. Did you have a change of career that may have resulted in maybe a change in location or a relationship that went along with the change of career?
6 years ago.
When you were 35.
Yeah. I've worked kind of away from home for 10 years this year. So that's true. And then career, I kind of got into the field that I like about 6 years ago.
Yeah. And what field is that?
Scheduling. I'm a self-employed contractor.
Okay. I felt you were self-employed. So I want you to know that.
Okay.
I'm a self-employed contractor. So, I think, I'm feeling that, your master number is 8 and you're about to, remember your master number is 8, 35 is your karmic number, not divisible by 8, 32 is, 40 is, but not 35, but nonetheless, your master number is 8, you had a change at the age of 40, but you're also going to be eventually having a change at the age of 43, because that's going to be from your karmic number. I think there's going to be what I'm seeing. We don't know yet how to define this, but what I'm seeing is two new job opportunities. That might be two new clients, whatever you're doing, two new opportunities in terms of what you do. So I'm looking at two assignments that haven't come up yet, but they're going to arrive. And one looks like it's near or was near a carnival or a traveling amusement area. There was something on the land or something, because I'm seeing a Ferris wheel. I don't know if that makes any sense yet.
Okay. Interesting.
Probably, probably doesn't. You're just finding it an interesting symbol. But
you're going to become a carny, actually. Yeah. That's the next career.
What is your connection, Michelle, to any traveling amusement area where there would be a Ferris wheel that was put up? Is there anything that was in your immediate experience?
No, not that I know of.
And is there anything in your location that would accommodate such an event?
The only thing I can think of is there's a job I'm waiting on that's in cottage country, so I don't know if they have fairs there or not. It's
cottage country.
What is cottage country?
So it's so lots of cottages. It's near the lake. It's like a wicked place to live, and there's a lot of work coming up there. So, and in the province I used to live in.
Well, that's what I think. That's, I'm going to say that that is the area that I'm looking at where you may be getting some work.
Okay.
And lo and behold, there, I don't know, it sounds like it's kind of a rustic vacation, a nice little quaint area. It sounds like somewhere like England or something, cottages, Ireland. But the idea, you know, maybe there is a traveling carnival or something that you'll see at the time.
Probably,
We just talked about water in our previous reading. I think that's where you're going to be getting some work.
Wicked. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, cottage country. I guess it's vacation homes. I never heard that expression before.
Vacation homes, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it in a near
homes.
A lake area or a
That's
water?
What she was saying, like there's a lake near it, so.
So I think that's.
Okay, so let me bring on 757.
Hello.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
This is Kier.
Oh, hey.
Who?
Kier.
Hey.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Gosh, Kier, I know you're 34/7,
mm-hmm.
But I don't remember your birth date.
It was 12/19/1992.
It was. Is it still 12/19/1992?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's new here?
I've been in like a big, huge, I went in like a circle basically from like, you know, to 2000, like November 2015, about this job, thought about doing it, didn't want to, even after taking a class, passionate, passed it. And I finally ended up around this time thinking, okay, well, since I took the class, why not go for the job, even though I kind of didn't want to do it at first, but now I see it like a good opportunity in it. So I'm kind of like stressing over it because I have the testing date for like state boards next week, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pass it or not.
Okay, we
kind of.
Is there any math required in this?
Say again?
Is there any math required?
It's not math. It's more of, it's a written test and it's a skills test. It's a nursing test, a state boards test.
There has to be some mathematics involved in nursing.
There's nothing with mathematics, measurements, having to know.
Not for a CNA class.
Nothing with temperatures, that's into math numbers, right?
It's slightly a little bit of temperature numbers in there, yeah.
Okay, so that's where you're picking that up.
Okay, are you adept at calculations, math, whatever numbers are involved in nursing, are you pretty good at that?
Not really.
Yeah. That's where I think if there's anything that you need to brush up on, if you can get a review of the test, that's where I think you might want to make sure you know about whatever calculations or the number system is involved.
Can you hear us? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So go ahead. Say that again.
So whatever number systems are involved in your job, whatever calculations you're required to make, just brush up on that. And you should be okay. you should be okay. I think you'll be okay. Have you been in this job for long? Has there been 4 or 5 years prior to this date that you've been doing this kind of work?
Oh, no, I haven't done it yet. I only took the class.
Yes, so he's taking the class because you have to be certified to be a CNA. You can't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what were you doing? What were you doing 4 to 5 years ago?
No, I wasn't doing nothing. I said last year I was taking the class last year, and prior I wasn't going to do it after I passed the class. But now that is coming up right now, I decided to do it. So now I have state boards next week, and I'm more so just nervous about the hands-on skills part. Not so much the rhythm, but just I don't know if I'll be prepared or not to do it.
Well, you know, you're dealing with a lot of anxiety that I don't know is well based. You know, I understand your anxiety may be real here, but I want to still ask you a question. You had to have been doing something 4 or 5 years ago.
He was 19 then, right?
Yeah.
19?
Yep, I was.
We're not hearing you. Here, you keep cutting out. You're cutting out.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What I have been doing about for the last couple of years, I have been working for the school board and doing like jobs like that. I had so many jobs, but I stuck with mainly the school board. So I was doing like security and substitute custodian for that.
Okay. And did you pass the course itself? Did you do okay with the course?
With the nursing course?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I don't. You're not. It's anxiety. You've got anxiety.
We lost him again. Kier?
No, I'm still here. I was waiting for him to talk.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So, go ahead.
Me or him?
Yeah, we were talking about anxiety. You have anxiety, and I think it's just you're nervous. And you're worried about the hands-on, you know, whatever you have to do hands-on during the test. You know, you need to have control over your brain, over your hands. You're going to do fine.
Is it a written test, and then do you have to perform functions, like a physical test?
Yeah, the same day. Yep.
Wow, okay.
Don't make it into a mountain. You'll do fine.
Mm-hmm.
You'll do fine. I don't see any reason. I mean, I'm more concerned about my concern wasn't even your concern. So your concern isn't my concern. I think you'll do okay. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to relax a little bit. There's a connection between your mind and your coordination, your hand. You're probably a little nervous about performing some nursing duties or something, but You'll do okay. I don't see anything that has to happen the way that, you know, if you create a problem, well, I'm sure it will be there. And if you don't, if you minimize it, Akira, you're going to do fine. I think this is what you're meant to do. You're a 7.
Yeah.
I'm a 7 too. And I've done my own little nursing energy in my life.
Didn't you work in a convalescent home?
Yeah.
For a while?
Yeah. So you're going to do okay. Just have confidence.
All right. Okay.
Hey, let us know what happens, Kier. We'll be interested to find out.
I will. Yep, I definitely will.
Okay, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Have a good one.
You're welcome. Take care.
Yeah.
And Kier is on our Facebook, which we appreciate. So thanks, Kier, for being our friend. Thank you for being our friend.
Yeah. And, you know, we can always, you know, the world needs nurses. And
that's right.
Always,
yeah, I wanted to ask maybe on the next call if he's planning to, like, you know, go into a deeper level of nursing. Because this is CNA, it's preliminary, but there's so many avenues you can go into as nurse RN. You can become a nurse practitioner and getting, you know, more schooling. And
nurses are needed. He's got a nice reflection in his birth date of the 9 and 2, which ultimately, you know, he's bound to encounter difficulties because, you know, a nurse, you encounter difficulties all the time. People are sick and whatever. So, you know, that's part of the course. but he's got to be able to have a command over problems. And first of all, controlling his own body, more or less helping to control other bodies.
Right.
It's just a process of learning.
Okay, let's bring on our next caller. 402, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Melinda.
Hi, Melinda.
Hello.
Hello. What's your birthday? Have you spoken with you before, Melinda?
Yes, I got the pleasure of speaking with you last month for the first time.
Okay, so
my
birthday. Do remember you. I remember you, but not your birth date. I'm sorry.
That's okay. My birthday is July 28th, 1976.
7/28/76. And what's going on today, Melinda?
Wow, there's so much that seems to be going on with me. Mm-hmm. And in here trying to decide, you know, what questions do I want to ask?
She's 40 this year, right? So,
pardon me?
You're coming up on a change, Melinda. You're turning 40 this year.
Absolutely.
And you're 44. Are you there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, what did you want? Pick. We could do a general reading, or if you have something specific, we can address that.
Maybe let's just go general.
Okay.
What she wants?
She wants a general reading. She wants a general reading.
Well,
I don't remember.
Okay, general reading. I mean, you're making, like Kristen said, you're making a big change this July. So from July to July of your 40th year, huge changes are going to go on. There's going to be, you know, and your master number is 4. But if you notice, 76, your year is a 13-4.
So you're coming into an area of finding
some balance.
So it's her first and last, 7-6.
Yeah. And now this level of balance means that everything you've encountered up till now has been rather intensely karmic. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's your family or somewhere, but I'm getting a divorce somewhere. Where is there a divorce around you? Who is divorced?
It's not an actual divorce, but I've been in a long-term relationship that has felt like a divorce.
Yeah. So you're crying and you're emotional. So,
yes.
So how long did this relationship last?
5 years.
Oh, Melinda, so sorry you're upset. Do you have the birth date of this individual?
4/26/76.
76. I don't know if we got that last time.
No.
5/8.
Yeah.
And the 4 is in this month.
Yeah. So, and when did it break up?
He just disappeared out of my life in March.
So you see, he left in March, and we're coming up to the closure of your karma, where your whole life changes around the age of 40. And I doubt if he, I don't want to, you know, I hope for your happiness he comes back, but I doubt if he will. I doubt it. If he does, fine. I mean, there's a certain element. You see, his master number is 8 and yours is 4. Now, in his day adds up to 8 and his month is 4. That reflects your master numbers. You also, you have an 8 in your day and he has a 4 in his month. So, but that's all karmic. There's a very strong karma. But behold, you're both born the same year. And your master numbers together, 8 and 4 is a 12 or a 3, which that's fire. So there's a lot of tension. This guy, I mean, it may be, Melinda, that according to the universal principles, the narration of that universal concept of what karma is about, it may be that forces are compelling him to leave and that it's only manifesting as an event that he's leaving. He just disappears. More cosmic going on in what's operating this disappearance, and that may be a higher energy level, a higher law or creed, if you will, That's saying it's going to be time for you to start something new. So I see new energies coming. So one, the worst case scenario, you'll be sad and you'll move on and you'll find something new. The best case scenario, I guess he'll come back. There's a possibility he can come back, but I don't know. I don't know if I would immediately count on that. What I would count on is that you're going to be experiencing something new. Now, you're going to be, if that happens, which I think it will, the person you have an encounter with has a child, there's a child coming into your world. Now, maybe you like children, maybe you don't, maybe you like them, but you don't want them in your world. This child will fit. Okay. It's like a little girl, it's like a girl energy.
Okay.
Do you like children?
Yeah, I have four children.
Oh, well, you have four children. Did you have a daughter?
Yes, I have two daughters.
Uh-huh. Well, and how old are your children?
Four children, interesting.
Yeah.
Excuse me. My daughters are 16 and 18.
But they're still kids. They're young, but they're kind of still kids, but they're young still. Not children, but it's 16 and 18. So, you know, I don't know. It's just strange. Maybe you're going to be encountering some aspect. When your child, are you divorced or are you married?
Divorced.
Yeah, so you're the one you've had the divorce, you see?
Yes.
So when I asked you a question, has there been any divorces? You said, well, I've kind of gone through a divorce. I had a separation. But you literally went through a divorce. So to me, correct answer would have been, yes, Neil, I've been divorced. And in addition to that, I'm going through a separation right now with a significant other person. So, or I have since March. So what I think you're going to be encountering is somebody new. You have somebody new coming into your world. Someone's interested very much in biology. Do any of your children have any interest in the natural sciences or in the environment?
No.
Well, there's somebody.
Maybe it's the new person.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you an environmentalist? Do you care about animals, the environment? Do you have any interest there?
Yes.
You do? What does that mean, yes? Define that for me quickly.
You know what I mean? Not like I'm strongly involved with it. When I was a little girl, I always wanted to grow up and become either a zoologist or like a marine biologist.
Okay, that's you. You don't need to go any further. I'm talking about you, the marine biologist. You're going to encounter, you're having a new encounter coming, a new relationship.
That was your validation.
Yeah.
That was the validation. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, breakups are hard, but it sounds like maybe this will be a better connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen. I mean, for the brevity of a radio reading, that's what I think I can give you right now.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Melinda, we'll keep in touch. And, you know, we do appreciate if you would join us on Facebook if you're on there. Our site's linked here on Blog Talk Radio. And there's also the Neil Baker Psychic page, which you can like. You can either follow us or send a friend request on the other. But we do appreciate the support of people we provide readings for. So we would love it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Nine 916 is our next.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California. I was born
Wendy.
July the 6th, 1951, 8:45 p.m. in Oakland, California.
Okay, that doesn't matter. We don't need the time or location of your birth, but the birth date is perfect. Okay, what is your question?
I updated my resume. I've been applying it. Several employers.
Right. We've spoken with you a couple times regarding, like, you're in the medical profession, administrative, right?
Call center.
Yeah. Administrative department, not administrator, but administrative department rather than like hands-on medical. Okay. And did you have a question pertaining to that?
Yes. I know that energies change. That's why I called back. I actually had a telephone interview with Franklin Templeton at 10 a.m. this morning, and I'm going to be proceeding to a second telephone interview before the end of this week. I also am hopeful for Pfizer and TRICARE.
You're cutting out. So we just missed what you last said. So you have a telephone interview later this week, and go from there.
That's okay. I think my cell phone is not working, but I appreciate you and I thank you so much. You take care.
Okay.
That was strange. I mean, I don't know why she, maybe she didn't hear us or whatever.
Well, we didn't hear her, unfortunately. So yeah, when there's a garbled, there was just a moment of garbled sound, but.
All right. Do we have another caller?
Yeah. Let's bring on Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Okay. So what's new?
Well, I have a job interview in Santa Ana tomorrow, so I don't know if I should rent a car and try to get down there or try to do it over the phone or
probably good to do it in person, I would think, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. What are they requesting, Nathaniel?
Oh, just that I show up between 9 and 3, you know, and you know, I'd like to meet with you.
What kind of job?
Security guard.
Security guard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want the name of the company, or do you need anything? Or?
Do you want to name the company? Does it matter?
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter.
No, I think you should show up.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
But if you get the job, do you have transportation?
Well, I'm renting a car, and, you know, I've been looking for a car, and, you know, I just, you know, I'm a little leery of car dealers. You know, I rent a car to go down because it's about 150 miles one way. So I'll be driving
well,
like 300
miles. If you get the job, Nathaniel, is it local? A local job?
No. The job is in Chino. But, you know, that doesn't mean that I won't qualify for another job because they are hiring a lot of people and they're kind of an international security company that's just, you know, not small or has a few jobs. You know, they're international. So, you know, I could maybe end up being anywhere, right?
Yeah, right. Definitely go. Go there, Nathaniel. Don't say you have a trouble with transportation. You know, maybe
right.
You know,
don't,
say you
don't even mention it that I live in Barstow. Don't even mention that I rent a car, right?
Yeah.
That would be,
I mean,
yeah.
You might
okay.
mention where you
Well,
you,
they're
live.
Probably going to know where you live if it's on the application. I mean, right? Don't they have
yeah,
a job
yeah,
application?
Yeah. You know, if there's no problem with the distance, you know, if I'm not moaning or groaning about it, so, you know, if it doesn't present a problem, so maybe that, you know, he can have faith in me to move to the area because I'm going to have to Chino, you know, if I or wherever. You know,
yeah.
So I've been really active today, you know, trying to cut the clutter load. And so,
it's a good idea. I think you should go there, be very positive. Don't let transportation become a verbal confrontation with them. Say you'd be willing to relocate and don't mention anything about a transportation problem. You know,
right.
You worry about that later, but you know, see if you can get something closer to you or whatever. But I have high expectations for you on this, Nathaniel, and certainly Chris and I will put out energy for you.
Sure, thank you.
What were you going to say, Nathaniel?
I'm just kind of, you know, thanking you, mumbling there a little bit, but I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, that's okay. Thanks are good.
But, you know, I was really glad because, you know, it's harder to look. And then if you get a fish, you know, if you get an interview, and then, you know, it changes the energy rather than just applying for jobs because you have applied for that. You
definitely.
Don't get a response like the sales, you know, you got to talk to 100 people before you sell your product, you know.
Right.
So,
So that's tomorrow. Well, let us know what happens, okay? Maybe they'll hire you on the spot.
Are you do you bear a gun? You have a license?
No, but I have a feeling that they're going to want to, you know, maybe get a gun on me.
So you have to go through a course for that?
Well, I've already taken the security course. I was going to call the security guy today. I had already thought of that, and it's one of the things I got to do, one of the 1,001 things I got to do, 10,000 things I got to do today. But it seems like I got to call the guy, and they said that they could verify me. I may not have to take a course. I mean, because they already do that. So,
good expectations. So hang in there.
Okay, let us know, Nathaniel. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Okay,
thanks
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, one last caller, Neil, 507. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I spoke with you before. I'm Julie.
Oh. Hi, Julie.
And, hi.
11-2068? Is that your birthday?
11-2068, yes. Yes, correct. Good memory.
Okay.
So
that's not my memory. I'm looking at what I wrote down before. I have to be honest.
Okay. Okay. No problem.
In that case, it was not my memory. 414.
Yeah.
2821. Okay. What's your question, Julie?
Well, since my former boyfriend passed away in December 2014, I've had so many changes and an awakening.
Oh, that's right.
And I get
we spoke with you
that,
after the show, right, Julie?
You did.
Yeah.
Yep.
You called. Uh-huh.
I have the sense that for some reason what I'm supposed to do has to do with something with, I don't know, like with past lives or with things like that. I just had the sense that he was like a twin flame or a soulmate or something akin, because everything really changed for me significantly when he passed.
Yeah. Did we look at his birth date? I think we did, but I can't see it because I've got so much scribble on here.
11-11-82.
And he is a 4, what was his, 14-24-6.
So the question is twofold, kind of twin flame relationship, kind of was that, or soul, and where does that tie into what I'm to do now, I guess, kind of.
Well, the complexity regarding a twin soul relationship, I mean, it's very, very deep analysis that takes place. Neil?
Sure.
Well, I mean, your numbers are very strongly connected. The 11s are match. His day equals your day, too. 11-1-1 is 2. And your years line up beautifully, 6 and 8 and 8 and 2 becoming your years. Your master numbers add up to 7. This was more of a soul connection, not a twin flame.
Soul.
A deep soul connection. And, it does result in a very impactful connection to you, because his master number's in your year. And then your year is next to an 8. So it almost results in his year itself, because the distance between your year 6 and 8 is a 2. And so you have 8-2 in there, and that's his year. So it would have a great impact on you. There might be some connective zone of energy between the two of you. You know, he's crossed over. He's probably going through a lot of records and journeys of his life on the planet and what he's done. So obviously that would have some connective energy to you, which can still manifest in dreams, feelings. It's sort of like a phantom limb that is lingering in your energy field, but in all actuality, there is something still there around you.
Do you remember on the last show, he was referring to cats? You probably don't remember, but you've got it. I think you've got it in your notes.
Oh.
Julie, you remember, because that was just
I do.
Show. Yeah. So we were making a connection with him.
I think he's still around you. You know, The reason he's around you is because he's probably working out something about his physical life over in that realm. And so his energy around you can still be an extended conversation. that gets a little bit more difficult to comprehend, but it's still there. Now, that doesn't mean it stops you from living, growing, being
right.
in a relationship. But there is something that I'm getting today about a garden. Are you gardening at all?
No, I'm not. I'm eating better. But right now I'm sitting outside, but I've been spending more time in nature and in reading, you know, about animals and connection with animals.
Are you, Julie, real quickly, are you sitting near a garden right now?
No, I'm sitting at a park.
So there's a park. It's an environment.
Environment.
Got it. He's around you. It's just a validation. It's a validation around you, because I was getting a lot of vegetation. and around you. So
there's
there.
A lot of grass and weeds and things. So, he's there.
He's around you. We don't have time on the radio to go into more detail, but this person is his spirit still around you, very strong.
Okay. Julie, well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. We're back on Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, everybody.